the GHC, GLHC, damn it to hell.
You don't even know the name of our own podcast.
I don't. Ian, this is your section.
You're the one that invented the name.
Oh, that's true, and I can't even remember it.
Well, they come to the old day.
You guys.
Welcome to the GLHC podcast.
You guys are ass wieners.
Episode 7, and I think...
Episode 7, damn.
Would that be a penis on your buttocks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can't do that.
Would it be like protruding out of it? Or?
Oh, maybe.
Or would it just be like a dildo suction cup to your butt?
And then that's your forte.
I'm sure that'll be produced now because we said it.
Yes.
It'll be a GLHC original.
No, we're not going to create
it. GLHC dildo.
Someone will create it because we said it.
Oh, okay. It'll be a rainbow dildo with the GLHC branding on it.
There you go. It'll look like a machete with blood on it.
Buy it now, lady.
Buy it now. Well, like our logo, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But is this going to
I don't think you want a knife-shaped dildo.
No. But, I mean, it'll be rounded, I'm sure. I mean.
You probably don't.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't use dildos. I mean, it's just, you have a vibrating one somewhere. I just felt it a little bit ago. Are you using it? I mean, you're probably, are they going to mold like our butts and our...
You know that they sell a kit where you can like mold your own penis and then use it as a, like, so if I wanted to mold mine, I can mold it and then send it to somebody and they could use it as a dildo.
Rob's would not be very practical. Anyway.
It's like, wow, look at this.
What are you saying? I got a CGI in my wang? Is that what he's saying?
That's not what I said.
Yeah,
I said,
talking about bad CGI.
Yours would be very practical.
Ladies, get your 2-inch dildo here.
Yeah. Look for the nub, though.
Rob's going to be able to fit the GLHC, only the GL.
Not even.
I'm glad we're friends, guys.
Welcome into another episode of the GLHC podcast.
Here we are.
We're not going to be talking about branded dildos all episode. We are going to be talking about our favorite kills of all time.
Oh,
the favorite death scenes. Yeah. The ones that make us go, whoa, check that out.
Holy crap.
You know, did you just see that?
They did that.
Whoa. Look at all that blood.
Amazing special effects.
Yeah. Not really.
They're dead.
Oh, see it again.
Eye-popping special effects.
Eye-popping. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes your eyes pop out. Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Ones that really get a rise out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But welcome for joining. We're hoping we kill this episode.
Wow, that was lame.
It was lame.
Thank you always.
For joining.
Were you going to say thank you?
Yeah.
I was going to say thank you.
You're going to beat me. Okay, yes.
We're all very thankful.
We are very thankful.
As always, we talk about every episode, but we continue to be blown away by the support we get. So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for downloading. And
yes, we appreciate you.
Yes.
And your ears are probably annoyed at this point, but they're going to be happy.
I can't imagine they're not already. We're like, how long has this been going on? This podcast episode right here, like 2 minutes?
It feels like 40 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
There's more to that joke than you know.
Whoa. Why is that?
I don't know. Why?
Because we recorded an alternate version and it didn't record. And it didn't save.
This is, believe it or not, this is actually the second running at this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just got done realizing after spending about an hour on this that we were not actually recording.
It failed.
Our hosting site said, I'm going to kill you and kill this
right. So we were like, okay, what do we need to do? We need to come back and make it better and try again. So this is actually better so far.
Wow. Wow. That's
this is us like realizing that the first one didn't and trying again.
Yeah.
And this is what we've come up with.
Hey, sometimes second is the best, right?
Sloppy seconds.
Sloppy seconds. Sometimes first is the worst. Second is the best.
Huh? What?
What?
What the fuck?
What the hell? Insert Tom DeLonge gift. What the fuck?
Did you say second breakfast? You did?
Your penis?
What? Did you touch his penis on the first time around? I did not. Or did you eat it?
I did not.
I didn't either. What the hell?
We were It's him, man. We weren't even talking about anything.
I know.
The smart, nerdy one chimes in with a second breakfast, my dick.
Get my
get the protein in. Start your day off right.
I got hot dogs for breakfast. Well.
Wow. Way to kill the vibe there.
That's my job. That's my job. Yeah,
sausage fingers.
Oh, sausage. That's what I should have said.
Yeah, well, you did it.
I did it. Damn it.
Your little Vienna and you can go off to
wherever Vienna's at.
Let's talk about our favorite kill.
Let's do it.
Listen, in no order.
No.
No ranking.
No ranking.
We're just going to be...
We don't have time for that shit.
No, we already did that last episode where we did it before. We're just going to be randomly throwing out kills that we like.
We do. Or we will. Yep.
Well, we already have one, so now we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Actually recording this time.
Yeah, and we still are, so that's good.
Amazing.
Amazing. Ian, you want to start?
Yeah. Why don't we start with one of the all-time classics?
Oh, gee, I think I know where you're going with this.
Better not be El Fornato.
El Orfanato.
You haven't seen it.
Not El Fornato.
So you cannot.
It's not about an elf.
But no, we're going to talk about 1960. Oh, those are tasty.
I do love a good empanada.
Is that a dessert?
It is.
Oh, have I had one?
I don't know. Well, we have not had one together.
Okay. I'm sure I probably had one.
I doubt it. Sheltered boy.
Remember that band Shelter?
Yeah, they're a good band.
They were bad.
Yeah, why don't we start?
He's like, we've wasted enough time today on this shit. Let's go.
1960 Psycho.
I'm out. He said 1960.
Yep.
And it wasn't 1969 either.
Whoa.
Talk about the shower scene from Psycho.
Oh, I'm intrigued again.
So
with Norton Bader?
Yeah.
What?
Norton?
I thought he said Norman Master Bader.
That's where I was going.
And I was like, what? I didn't hear he did that.
I didn't say Norman Bader.
I was talking about Northern Exposure.
That's where he bait.
So the scene where Anthony Perkins is taking out Janet Leigh in the shower.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot shown in that scene, but it's really effective to me because of how the camera cuts back and forth.
I spilled coffee on my t-shirt.
How the camera cuts back and forth.
Look at his face. I'm talking to tons of bitches.
Yeah. You're next. But that's later.
That's a great movie.
But then... But your mind pieces it together, and that's why it's effective. And that was also done in Scarface, which is not a horror movie.
No.
But there's an opening scene where there's a drug deal going down, and they get captured, and one guy gets handcuffed to the shower. And there's a chainsaw, but the sound effects and everything and that, like it really takes your mind to, like, whoa, and it almost got the...
And I'm glad we're kind of starting off with Psycho.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I like it. I enjoy it. It's not my favorite movie. It's old as hell. And I don't do old movies very well.
Right.
But you do. And we cannot talk about a favorite kills of all time without mentioning that kill. Mm-hmm. Because that is one of the most, if not the most, iconic kills in all of horror history.
Yeah. It's a classic.
I mean, it's the one that everything is judged against, kind of. It's the one that's always going to be shown in clips and reels, and no matter what, that's the one that's going to stand out.
Yeah. So, Ian, starting off with off-screen bloodless kills, what do you got, Josh?
There is blood.
It's just chocolate syrup.
It's just black and white.
True.
Isn't it chocolate syrup? Isn't that what they use for the blood?
Yeah. Some sort of syrup paste.
So these people got paid to pour chocolate all over Janet Leigh's naked body.
Or some concoction of stuff.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
I want that, Josh is there.
You talk about one iconic kill. I'm going to open with another iconic kill from an opening of a movie.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm tying things together.
You are.
We used a pun and we didn't give you crap for it like you normally get brought.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I used one correctly and it was good. We're talking about opening scenes in movies and opening. Yeah. opening scene in the movie and really good kills, none better than Scream.
Okay.
We obviously got to talk about Drew Barrymore.
We do.
Scream.
We do.
Yeah.
One Barrymore. Of the best kills of all time, one of the best scenes of all time, and my personal favorite opening to any movie ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It is
one of it is my number it, five it, favorite yeah. movie of all time, but it's my favorite opening to any movie ever.
My number one or two?
Yes.
I got you beat, but it's not a competition.
No, if it was, he would beat me.
Yeah.
Off at night.
No, I would not. I mean, maybe if he paid me, but.
What? Did he just prostitute himself to me?
I think he did. He needs a few extra bucks, so he's he'll whack you off.
I did maybe.
Make sure it's not on Friday night. Okay?
This is the second try at this, people.
We're losing our minds.
Well, they're lost to begin with. But
so yeah, I'm throwing that one out there.
Okay,
one of my favorite kills of all time. Definitely my favorite opening of all time.
That's good. That's good. Ian said
Katie Becker is Drew Barrymore's character.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
90s heartthrob.
It almost was not going to be Drew Barrymore.
It was not
true.
But John Carpenter, Wes Craven was like, if Drew Barrymore's not there, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. Yeah. Good way to reel people in. I think she's going to be the main character, and she's not.
Yeah.
Ha ha, sucker.
Ah, yeah. I'm not a big fan of off-screen kills. You know, I like blood and gore. But if they're effective, like Psycho, I got to mention Silver Bullet, right?
No, one of our favorite movies.
Yeah.
Your favorite movie.
My favorite movie. But when Brady, the guy's son,
is killed. Like not even top 100. Well,
I do. It is in the top 100.
Shut up, Ian. I'm
talking. It's 99.
No, probably in somewhere in the upper 30s.
Yeah. Maybe 20. He didn't seem very...
like somewhere in the upper 30s.
Somewhere up in that way.
Maybe 20. I don't know.
But it's good because, you see the blood on the kite and the dad's reaction did a great job selling that. And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I'd be sad if my kid got ripped apart by
a woman. I think most people would. Yeah. Most sane people would.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though kids annoy us.
It's true. Yeah, but don't want them to get...
No, you don't want them to get torn apart by a werewolf.
No.
If it's just pretend.
And, exactly. And the dad sells it so well in that scene.
Yeah,
he's good for him. And sometimes, you talk about off-screen kills, sometimes it's okay. Like, I'm much like you, I don't like off-screen kills. But if, kids' deaths and stuff like that, I don't really need to see that.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with Brady's death being off-screen like that.
Yeah.
How they did that.
Sometimes it's warranted.
The blood on the kite was enough.
Yeah.
It's
you can, your mind goes to where what you might be seeing.
And as we all know, the mind is the most scariest.
That is true.
Scary thing of all.
Is the worst thing ever.
Someone else talks
sometimes.
I have heard rumor, though, that they do have an alternate cut of that scene where it does show a little bit more.
Yeah, well, like put that out, Scream Factory.
Yeah, I know, right?
It probably got lost.
It probably did. And it could just be a rumor, but, But, so, yes. Ian, back to you.
So,
all right, shut up. Never mind.
Motherfucker.
Damn. I'll get my ass off this couch and go 5 inches over to you. It's a little more than that.
Yeah. It's like a few feet between.
Onward.
And upward.
So.
It is staring at
me. I know.
It's like, what are you going to say now? Is that going to rate?
I'm going to throw a disc at your head later.
I might. No, but that would be an accident. Nightmare on Elm Street, also Wes Craven.
Mm.
I think those have some of the most fantastic kills in all of cinema history.
That's a push.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
I don't know about that.
Like, yeah. I'm not awesome, buying it. Creative.
Creative, I'll give you. Yeah, for sure.
That makes it awesome.
Some are just plain stupid.
Power Glove.
Well, yeah, that one. But the ones I'm going to talk about are not. Tina's Death, played by Amanda Wiss.
It sucks.
Get out of Josh's house.
Yeah. Where she floats up to the ceiling and the room's spinning.
Yeah.
And then she's slashed apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of that scene also got cut and lost to time, which sucks because I would have much rather seen a enhanced version of that. But the way they have the room spinning is just really
boring, man.
I feel like I just heard that. Oh, right.
But yeah, it's just a fantastic.
It's a great scene. And the way they did it is amazing.
Where you can see their reactions and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I actually do love that death scene. I do. It's amazing. It's iconic. And like you said, it's with how they did it and how it's done, that just kind of adds to how cool it is that they were actually able to create that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Especially for the 80s, you know, when there wasn't CGI. Now, if the cameras said they tried to do that.
No, it would just all be done CGI.
Yeah.
Now, they wouldn't try to take the time to actually do a set piece like that.
A revolving room.
And it was all basically, let's a computer generate this.
Yeah. It's impressive. Yeah. Definitely.
And then later on in that same movie, when Johnny Depp, as Glenn, gets sucked into the bed, and the 500 gallons of blood squirted out all across the
ceiling. I'm sure a lot of people like to have Johnny Depp stuck in their bed.
I mean, I'm sure there are those people.
My wife is one of them.
When he got sucked in the bed, I mean, he definitely went depth into the bed, into the depth of the bed.
This is why we give you crap about puns.
I know.
Because this is what you tried to create. Mine made sense.
Mine
just rolled off the tongue.
Some of mine do.
Not that one.
Not that one. No, definitely not.
But yeah.
That's an icon. That, to me, is the most iconic kill in all of Nightmare on Elm Street.
In all of Nightmare
on Elm Street. In the entire franchise.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it to you. It's probably one of
them. I mean, not only is it an amazing kill with amazing blood and practical effects and the setting and the setup, it's all perfect, right? But you also take into play that is Johnny Depp, and he would go on to become the mega star that he would be later on. Like, all of those factors go into play as an amazing kill.
Yes.
I mean, he went on to deal with shit in his bed from Amber Heard, right? So.
Allegedly.
I mean, that's
a
shitty situation.
Yeah, yep.
It would be. let's get high.
God. She was married to Johnny Depp and let him go.
I know.
She really shit the bed on that one.
Whoa, nice. And everybody heard about it. What's up, Ian?
Let's get high with Jennifer Rubin. The syringe glove. Like, that's a really iconic scene from Dream Warriors.
I have a Funko Pop of that.
Me too.
I do not.
A loser.
The part three, the marionette kill was great.
Yeah. The puppeteer.
The puppeteer.
Bradley Gregg.
That's probably my favorite kill
actor
in the entire franchise, is that one.
That's
not the most iconic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I still think that's the Johnny Depp kill, but my favorite overall kill would be the marionette puppet.
Yeah.
That's just a fun, creepy scene.
It is creepy.
It is very creepy.
Yeah. The raid, though, I don't know. Something about that scene, I just love it.
Yeah, it's eerie.
And one more from that movie.
Plus, it really strings you along.
Yeah, it does.
It's syncretated.
Where do you think it got the idea? This just came out well before.
Yes, it did.
Welcome to prime time, bitch. When Freddy slammed.
I've never seen him get so animated.
I didn't either. It was great.
I was not expecting that.
I love playing the role of Freddy.
It's awesome.
I love dressing up in my and my glove for Halloween. I've done it a few times. But anyway.
You ever seen the parody with dildos on his fingers instead of knives?
I've seen an image, but I have not seen the actual movie of that.
Parody. When he says he loves dressing up as Freddy, that's what I imagine him doing.
With the dildos.
Yeah.
Never say never.
Welcome to foreplay, bitch.
You know what he's bringing the wacky off with.
Hey, no price has been negotiated yet.
Glove of love.
The love glove.
That would be a power glove. just that whole scene is really iconic as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And, you know.
I don't know. I have no idea, actually.
All the things you're talking about, you know.
Sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
It brings me up to my last one I'm going to mention.
Oh, you have a sex kill?
From the Nightmare franchise. when Joey
still on Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, when Joey gets sucked into the bed and Freddy's like, "How is this for a wet dream?" It's very sexual.
Okay.
It's true. It's
puberty. And then he gets pulled into the bed and drowned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are like my favorite kills from the franchise.
Sure. Yeah. I like the cockroach scene.
Yeah.
Part five.
Yeah.
It's five.
Yeah, it's five.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I like the ones that you just talked about. Yeah. So I like Nightmare on Elm Street. It's fine. It's not my favorite.
It's not my favorite. Yeah. But yeah.
It's okay, though.
It's all right.
Since I seem to be on this whole opening scene thing, I'm going to throw another opening scene at you.
Oh, can I guess?
No, because we just did this 10 minutes ago.
I would have been wrong again.
Damn it, I thought I had it this time.
But I was right, and I know where you're going.
Oh, my. Siri's talking to me.
Don't do that. I have to watch.
Yeah. Another iconic opening scene, this time from the early 2000s, one of our favorite eras of horror movies.
Absolutely.
Ghost Ship.
One of the best opening scenes ever.
That's not just one kill. That is a whole bunch of kills.
It's a lot.
And I feel like the movie never could recover from the amazing opening scene that it had. Because where do you go after that scene?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's so good, and it's like, wow. And then it just kind of its downfall.
Like, you think you're in for this amazing movie because of that opening, the first 5-10 minutes of that movie, and then it's the rest of the movie, and it's like, oh, well, that sucked.
Yeah.
It's still a fun movie,
though. It's still a fun movie, but yeah, the opening scene is good.
It's like haunting.
It is.
It's a heartbreaking scene because of how it's shot, and you see the rider go, and then nothing happens for a little bit, right? So you're kind of like on the edge of your seat. You're like,
quiet.
Did that really happen? Did what I think I saw really happen? Or what's going on? And then the body parts just start sliding off, like slowly to the floor and stuff. And like everybody in the whole dance room just falls.
Yeah, except for the one girl.
Yeah. She's just standing. I'm at the end of that. Like, she's just standing there with all of those body parts and blood and stuff around her.
Come on,
man. Trauma. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then she eventually becomes a ghost, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Off screen.
She does.
That's true.
Because she's stuck there in the ship.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ghost Ship, I agree. It's not as good after that one moment. However, it is better than its predecessor that it's
based Death on. Ship.
Death Ship.
Yeah.
And it's like a remake of Death Ship.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
It is better than that, but still. It doesn't live up after that opening
scene. Yeah, and it's not a bad movie by any means.
No, it's like very mediocre.
Three and a half star.
Yeah.
3.5 star, I think I would give it. Mostly because of that opening.
Yeah.
Julianne Margulies was in that, right?
I think so.
Yeah. From ER.
Desmond Harrington.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Fun times. What do you got?
I haven't said one yet. Guys, whoa.
What talked you about Silver Bullet.
Oh, yeah, I did say
one. So, speaking of Desmond.
Look, I haven't said. Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, I do. Speaking of Desmond Harrington.
Jumped the gun a little there, buddy. A little
wrong turn.
A little premature.
I was going to segue into wrong turn.
Too far.
Because you mentioned Desmond Harrington.
Yeah, that's much.
I'm going to talk about Emmanuel Chiklis. I think that's how you say her last name.
I don't know. I liked it. I don't even try to pronounce
when she's like when they're running from the cannibalistic hillbillies and she gets her face hacked off.
Yes.
And you know, while she's hiding up in the tree, as Eliza Dushku is like jumping from tree to tree.
As Eliza Dushku is looking amazing as Eliza Dushku,
jumping from tree to tree to escape.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
Like
movie.
That scene is really iconic.
That's the best kill in that movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Without
a
doubt. Definitely. And I love that movie.
Yeah.
You don't know how much I love that
movie. Yeah. Do you like all the sequels?
Not all of them, but most of them.
Part 2.
I love part 2.
That's
Joe Lynch.
Joe Lynch, man.
Henry Rollins. What's not to like about that movie?
Right. The one dude from Final Destination 3 is in it as well. Drawing blank on his name. But
I also like, which one is the snowy one? Is that 4 or 5?
4.
I like that one a lot, too.
5 is the Halloween-themed one.
Yeah.
Kind of, which
It's okay.
I like it for what it is. Part 6 isn't great.
It's not the best, but it's okay. Yeah. But I like the snowy. I like snowy settings in horror.
Yeah, because it's the way the color pops.
Yeah, it's a nice contrast.
Definitely, yeah. One of my favorite kills of all time is from Jason X, and that's Adrian's kill, right? The freeze space, free space,
nitro,
throat space.
Yeah, with that, it's just so unique, you know.
Yeah,
it's just awesome.
It's really cool where Jason smashes her head and just like cracks and stuff because it's frozen.
Yeah. Which we went into very much in depth and on that one.
Yeah, I believe my joke was Jason loves to give head.
Yeah. And that's he had his head in the game at that time, right?
Yep.
But
and
let's point that out. You know,
the sleeping bag kill from part 7 is a great one.
Also,
it's Jason X. Yeah, they recreated it.
They recreated it in Jason X.
Yeah, in part 7.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the original sleeping bag kill and probably my favorite kill in the Friday the 13th
franchise. Yeah.
It's that
sleeping bag. A lot of good kills in that.
Yeah.
Crispin Glover's kill in part 4 is great.
Yeah.
You know, he gets, of course, chewing the hand and then the hatchet at the face. Good stuff. Plus, his dancing is pretty horrifying.
That would just kill you by itself,
right?
Or would it enhance the mood? Because the other lady in the scene seemed to be enjoying his dancing.
That's true. I don't know. Maybe that was the craze, the dance craze of the 80s.
Sure. I
don't know.
Mid-80s.
I would take that over the TikTok crap that youths do nowadays. Yeah,
me too.
Damn youths. Get off my yard with your damn tiki-talkies.
Tiki-talkies. Put your phone away.
I don't care if they have the phone now.
I do.
It's not a TikTok. Because
they're not listening to me. If they're on the TikToking on their stupid phone.
Do you feel the need to like yell at every single youth you see to make them listen to you?
I probably will at some point. I was trying to put in my personal experience.
I mean, you definitely want to put your phone away while driving. Because otherwise an accident might happen, like in the logjam scene in Final Destination Part 2. Which is another epic kill.
Yeah. He got there. I was wondering where you were going with that.
See, that was a new segue.
Yeah.
I was trying to get there, and I got there.
You did got there. It took a detour.
Yeah, I have to keep you two on track.
There was construction. You had to turn back and circle around. You couldn't find the parking spot, but then eventually you follow somebody out from the opening to the car.
That's how I feel navigating you two.
You finally got there.
I have to take the detour and find a way to get back on track.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah.
I think everybody that's seen that movie is terrified of now.
Oh, because that scene.
Anytime you're behind one of those trucks with something in the back, it's like, nope, I'm getting over it.
You're like, nope, I've seen this.
I was driving down the interstate yesterday, and there was a logging truck in one of the lanes. I'm like, oh no, not today.
Therefore, it is one of the most iconic kills.
Absolutely.
It is not my favorite of the Final Destination series, but.
No, not either. That series, though, has a lot of great kills.
Yeah,
right? It does. Great opening scene. The third one, the roller coaster.
That's my favorite.
Is my favorite.
Ian's death in that movie is pretty impressive.
Yes, that's amazing.
When he takes it to the face.
Yep.
Ian's death is something I think about often.
Not mine, though.
I didn't say that. Yeah. Don't matter how much you annoy me, for how much you charge me.
The third one has that one's great. The weightlifting. You know, Phoenix is cool because the idea is weird but fun.
Mm-hmm.
The
tanning bed scene.
Yeah. Well, of course, you got the tanning bed scene.
That's the best death in that movie.
I mean, it's good.
Not the roller coaster.
Well, okay,
you can't count the roller coaster.
That might be the best death. It's not my favorite, I'll say.
What's your favorite?
Frankie's death.
Really?
Yeah, in the drive-thru.
Over the tanning bed.
Yeah, because that one always, like, creeped me out for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the way the freaking motor flies in his head and the way he moves and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird. I love it.
Okay.
That's great.
I would take the tanning bed.
It's got boobs. Of course you're going to take that.
I mean, I would take the tanning bed.
Oh, sure. Yeah, most people would.
Like, how it's done, the build-up to it. Obviously, the girls help.
And on the DVD version, you can have multiple like cuts.
You can change the temperature.
Yeah, of like the tanning room. You can change the scene so you get two kills for the price of one.
Yeah,
depending on what setting you pick on the DVD.
It's really fun.
It's a great scene. I love it.
Yeah, that to me is the best kill in the entire franchise.
Okay,
I love that scene so much.
Yeah, it's good. Part 5 has a great one. Gymnastics kill.
Yeah.
The gymnastics kill is great, too. I love that one. That's high up there.
The gymnastics is my favorite from that movie.
By far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when my daughter was doing gymnastics, that's all I could think of. It's like, oh, God. Please don't let that happen.
Are you paranoid much?
Yes. Yes, I am very paranoid with stuff like that.
But yeah, you know, I think Final Destination, the franchise, has offered us many great kills that we can look back on.
Absolutely.
And memorable. I think they're a little bit more memorable because the build-up to them,
mm-hmm.
it's not... Not that I don't love, because I probably love even more than the Final Destination, but like Victor Crowley or Jason Voorhees slasher.
Yeah.
I think Final Destination might even be a little bit more memorable just because of the buildup and the scene.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Because yeah. your anticipation.
Yeah. You're like,
what are they going to do?
And you know it's coming.
Yeah. Because they hit at stuff. Yeah. And you're trying to piece it together.
So you go, that's going to fall, or the water's going to rise too high, or, and then it's something completely different, like the gymnastics scene. You know, talking about Final Destination.
Dry out, you know.
You think it's going to be so many different things and not at all what actually happens,
right.
You know.
It's like you see the nail on the thing. It's like, okay, well, what's that going to do? And the
you know,
stuff on the ceiling that they're
exactly
showing you. It's like, what is going to happen? It's so much fun.
Yeah.
You know? And you mentioned Victor Crowley.
Yeah.
Right? In the first one, Hatchet, Miss Primadio's skill is fantastic.
Yeah.
Getting her face torn in half is great. And the, you know, rotating camera is cool, the way they shot that.
Yep.
I know how they did it. Welcome to know how they did it.
That was so much funnier the first time around.
Yes, it was. In the first attempt at this recording, Ian gave us a 20-minute breakdown of how they filmed that scene.
It wasn't 20 minutes. Rob was like, I don't know how it seemed like it. No, you were laughing your ass off. Rob was like, I don't know how they do this. And I was like, well, you take a camera, and then you put
it on. You turn the camera on, and then you move it around the person.
And you create some sort of silicone putty, and you fill it with goo, and then Rob was very laughing.
He was very laughing.
I was very laughing at that moment.
That was,
yeah, it was funny at the time. Not funny this time. So
let's move on.
But a lot of great, again, a lot of great kills in that franchise. You know, that movie has great Felicia Rose's and Victor Crowley's great.
That's an amazing death scene. Felicia Rose's,
where the phone gets shoved up
her patoot hoot.
Yep. It comes out her jaw.
Yeah. Awesome. Adam Green knows how to kill people.
She's not calling 911.
Well, I guess not.
She finally got service and it killed her.
She got service, all right. If you know what I mean, and I think you do.
Well, we can't have an episode about kills without talking Terrifier, right?
One or two.
You guess?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Ian, what's your favorite from Terrifier?
I don't like any of them.
No, I love Terrifier.
There's no art in those movies.
There's actually a lot of art in those movies.
Gratuitous art.
Or Catherine Cochran's.
Corcoran.
You know, what?
Corcoran.
Corcoran?
Yeah. Not Cochran.
Oh.
I know you want to put your cock in her, but.
Whoa.
Yeah, you would.
Your eyes say no, but your mouth says yeah. I don't know what's that line.
I don't know.
Your mouth says no, but your eyes say yes.
Yeah.
Something like that. Your head shakes no, but your penis says yes. Nope. I'll make her grin with my.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have made that joke because now he's not gonna stop.
Yep.
I'll be grinning with my cock.
But yes, Captain Skill.
Yeah, Catherine Cochran.
I think it's Cochran. Yeah,
I'd like the Coker.
Drugs are bad. Okay,
I'm talking about Coca-Cola.
You can.
Where she gets sawed in half.
Yes,
by art
from her vagina down.
Yes,
from her
hoo-ha.
From her hoo-ha.
From her hoo-ha. Whoa. I guess it could be an all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's why I made the second breakfast joke earlier.
That makes more
sense. Now I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ian actually made a sex joke.
He did.
When we were not recording, but we thought we were. And we didn't understand it at all because it was very off the ball and very Ian.
Yeah.
But he felt very proud of himself for making the dirty joke.
It's on this one.
Oh, it's on this one?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't make the joke before. I made it earlier on this episode.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
You're talking about second breakfast.
Yeah, your timing thing is all... You're getting the two confused. Anyway, that scene... And then my other favorite kill from Terrifier Part 2.
Dos.
Uno dos.
Is the April's kill.
Who the fuck is April?
Yeah, I don't know.
You mean Allie?
Allie, yeah.
It's like Allie's April kill. O'Neil died in Terrifier 2.
Damn, damn, turtles did a saver.
Come on, Michelangelo.
Allie,
yeah.
Fantastic kill. You know, best.
Easily. It took days and days to film that.
Yeah.
It won the 2022 Fangoria Chainsaw Award for
Best Kill.
Best Kill.
Best Kill. And it's so good. It's drawn out. Very graphic. Shows all of it.
Leone did a great job with it.
Leone did. yeah, amazing job with that kill. Very effective.
I wonder if Damian Leone likes bologna.
What's because it rhymes? Yeah. That's a joke I would make, dude. I love it.
I'm sleep deprived.
Well,
and this is our second attempt at this.
That's true.
You
that's
get
true.
What you get.
Hey, it's good to know that I rubbed off on you that much. So.
So
I shouldn't have said
that. It's talking.
It's okay. I'm going to move on.
No, I'm not going to say it now.
Let's say it now.
No, I was going to say he's probably listening to me, and now you want to rub off on him.
He wants to rub one off on me, dude. No,
no.
Get a towel.
He's the one that wants to whack you off. I mean, give him the money, and no, I'm not going to rub off on you.
You don't
for money.
Have to fight for me. Believe me, there's enough for everyone.
No, yeah.
We're talking about Terrifier 2, though. Let's also talk about the mom that Arch just happily shoves mashed potatoes in.
You're right.
Because that was my favorite. Not my favorite kill, but my favorite use of a corpse.
Yeah.
In Terrifier 2.
That's true.
Talk about stuffing that turkey.
Woo! There's a good matchup of food and kills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like to play with food.
Tomato, potato.
Whipped cream, chocolate syrup, strawberries.
I don't think there's a single thing that we could say that's not going to go in that direction.
Nope. Yep, welcome it's all going down. Oh, speaking of going down.
Welcome to my life. Right? So, what are some water-based type kills? There's some good water-based type kills. Not water sports like you tried to make a joke last time, Josh.
Water-based kill, like kills that take place inside of a water pool?
Yeah, water, a water pool. A water pool. Isn't that what a pool is?
I don't think so.
It's not a steaming pool.
One would hope not.
It's a cesspool.
That's full of shit.
Ooh.
That's called a toilet.
Yeah, that's true. Or a bucket, depending where
you're at. Watch this joke.
Oh, I like nice. It. I like it.
It was a shitty joke.
Oh my
We're losing
God.
Our minds.
Inviting people listen to us.
Yeah, really. Tell us why you enjoy this.
What are some good water kills? I don't know.
I don't know either.
When the guy, when Jerry O'Connell gets his dick bit off in Piranha, it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, Piranha is what I say, right? Piranha,
but you were thinking of like the big bloody mass massacre at the end.
There was a lot of blood in that movie.
There was a lot of blood.
I mean, a piranha foo, a biting off peni, is a lot of fun to me.
And then they eat it. Yeah. It's just hilarious.
I thought they spit it out.
And then,
well, they took bites of it.
Exactly. That's great.
And Rob Chase, one nibble and it would be down.
Yeah. One would speculate based on his own proclamation.
That's true.
Not from actual.
No.
I know. Believe me.
I'm a little scared now. How do you know?
Because I can. I have a sense about these things,
like X-ray specs, and you can see my little.
Yes, I'm Superman.
Yeah.
Oh, you got about some magazine.
Yeah, like cereal box or something. Yeah.
Like that little coupon so sweet. I get my X-rays and regulations.
Where the penis at?
Let me pop up a magnifying glass. Burn the little wing. Yeah. You get a lot of hair singed there. Like, woo, burnt hair.
He's Fun talking this. About it. Like,
Anyway, a great scene from a shitty movie, Aqua Slash.
Yeah.
Right? Out of water park.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
You haven't seen the movie. But
you're not missing much.
Machetes and a water slide, and
it's a great idea. It's a great concept. Ocker Slash, you know, for those of you that haven't seen it, takes place at a like a water park.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like machetes and blades that pop up that the killer is rigged to pop up on the like the big water slide.
Yeah.
So when the people start going down the water slide, they get like chopped in half and sliced in half and stuff like that. And
bodies just like sit there.
Yeah.
And it's like it's gross. Like the whole concept is
so there's so people like in the pool at the bottom just like swimming around.
Yeah.
And like all the body parts just start coming down and like the blood is in the pool and they're just playing and having fun. And it takes them forever to realize that they're
not, I know.
Like I think I would like if I was in that situation, I would think I would be more aware to if there was like body parts and blood floating around the pool.
You'd think, right?
Yeah.
But just the idea of like you going down a water slide, you can't really stop at that point.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
I mean, you're screwed.
You know, it's slippery.
It's slippery when wet.
Right. It's not like you're going in dry.
Right.
I've been through the ride a few times and then you'd be wet.
True. Cool. Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Because if you've gone down the water slide, you would be wet. You said going in dry.
Yeah, unless you don't want to go in dry.
I know. That's why I just have to go down the slide a few times.
Oh, God.
I'd like to see that scene in like a well done, executed
movie. I would love that.
Yeah.
I love somebody make that movie.
Somebody make it.
A well executed. And I mean, we had a water park in Piranha Double D.
Yeah, true.
But it wasn't like that, though, It was just a water park.
Yeah.
That's where the comparisons end.
That's why I didn't bring it up.
And the piranhas get in.
The piranha.
It's a fun movie for
piranha.
Piranhas.
But yeah, Ocker Slash is fine. It's a really cool concept. I love that concept of something like that happening on a water slide.
Absolutely.
And there are some cool kills in the pool, which we talk about a lot because it's amazing.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Speaking of pool and water slide.
Perfect to discuss. But yeah, just holding the machete at the bottom of the water slide. Kind of the same idea, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just cool. You know, I like it.
Because it was better executed.
Very true.
Get it?
He winked at me.
Get it? Executed? Because the machete?
And it's a kill. He's now offered to prostitute himself to me and wink at me in the same episode.
I mean, we can postpone disc golf if you guys want. We can hold, you know, I can run to the gas station while you guys have your fun. I mean,
no, thank you.
Okay. Intruder. You know that movie. Great movie.
No, I haven't heard of it.
What is it? Is it that a Sam Raimi is in that one?
Yeah.
Ted Raimi, great movie.
Right?
It fits for you because I believe at one point you were a produce manager.
What? I've never heard that story.
These guys did not know this at this point.
Hey, you know what? We're talking about my parents are dead too. God.
Wait a minute. Kill the movie.
Literally.
You brought that one on yourself, man. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Love you, Mr. and Mrs. McBride.
Yes, thank you. great kills in that movie. The meat slicer kill.
Yeah. Have you ever operated a meat slicer?
I have not.
No?
I was a produce manager, not a meat manager.
You never managed your own meat?
He doesn't know how to handle meat.
Son of a bitch.
I can't say anything with you guys.
But no, that is a great scene. Yeah. I do love that one.
A lot of great kills.
Also, meat slicer. Let's talk about
a bread slicer, but same difference.
Whatever. It slices things. Fear Street, 1994.
Amazing kill.
Awesome at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
Very fun. Very gory.
Yeah.
Much death.
Much death.
But Fear Street came out in 2021. But it was 1994.
He's so proud of himself.
He is.
Like, you should have seen his face light up when he said that. Ha-ha! It didn't come out then.
It excited him so much he had a flicker in his dicker.
It did. Don't stick it in a meat slicer.
No.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Or bread slicer.
Any
type of slicer, for that matter.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Kind of seen enough in various movies.
Amazing kill.
Like I said,
great kill.
Yeah. Like that's one where actually it kind of caught me off guard just because I didn't expect that movie to have such a graphic kill.
Yeah.
And I mean, it shows it. It shows it from, you know, going through it. I'm like, whoa, that was one that I don't do this much, but it audibly made me go, holy shit. Wow. They just did that.
Holy shit. We need to make t-shirts, and that needs to be on the back of it. Holy shit! With like a cartoon image of Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has to be like drawn out. Like,
right.
Like she. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
But great kill.
Yeah, yeah, very an awesome kill. Most kills involving a meat slicer or bread slicer, they're going to be good.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, you're cutting things apart. Man. That's always fun.
Yes.
Dismemberment, decapitation. Yeah.
These are the things I live for.
That's right.
Speaking of kitchen appliances being used in the wrong way.
Kitchen appliances gone bad. Like, Stay tuned as we talk about an interview.
We're talking about meat slicers, bread slicers. What about a blender?
Ooh.
Because we, from your next.
Yeah.
When she's like, I stuck his head in a blender and killed him.
What about my heart in the blender?
I mean.
Eve six.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I was going with that.
I know.
But yeah.
I was letting you have your moment.
Thank you. I don't even like Eve six that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I stuck his head in the blender and killed him.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Like the whole blender.
That line, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really fantastic.
It is. That's a great
creative feel. You know, we can use appliances to take someone out.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy thought. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I don't think it'd be that practical.
No, I know. But yeah. Like, I feel like it'd take a lot to actually kill somebody with something.
With a blender, it might be
tough. Well, yeah, it's like, yeah.
But I mean, it's going to, like, if it, but it's going to stop.
Yeah, it's going to stop.
But
yeah.
the concept of it.
It's great.
And the delivery of the line.
I got to suspend your disbelief.
Yeah, I feel like a garbage disposal.
That could do some damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've seen that done multiple times.
Put your hand in there.
Right.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just have it in there, and then the ghost flips the switch, and there we go.
Yeah, that's why you don't put your hand in there. You have like a little grabber thing, and you stick that down in there.
You don't finger your garbage disposal?
No.
You don't unclog things there?
not in the kitchen.
One of my favorite franchises of all time that highly delivers good kills, Saw.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Saw.
Have you guys saw that before?
I'd see that.
I know. I was trying to make a bad joke.
I've never seen that.
I know.
No, it is Saw.
I've seen it.
Yeah, a lot of great kills on Saw. I mean, that's one of the main reasons you watch that franchise. Is a seesaw. Yeah, I like seesaws.
Yeah. I see Saw.
You're elaborating on my shitty joke.
So one of my favorites, Saw 3 is my favorite in the franchise.
Okay.
Are you talking about the reverse bear trap?
I'm not.
Oh, but that was also in part 3.
That's not, yeah, I'm not talking about that one.
Okay, continue.
I'm talking about the ice, the frozen scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good one.
I love that one, where he's going through everybody that was responsible for the death of his, son, daughter, somebody, family?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember exactly.
Child.
But they get to, like, the lady that's being tied up and this being sprayed ice on her. And the effectiveness of that scene and the emotion behind it. And then he, like, actually tries to save her, but it's too late at that point.
Yeah.
It's just, like,
it's got
it is. And it's really well done. The effects look amazing in that scene. You can tell it's very cold.
Oh, yeah.
The nipples.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, that scene has always stood out to me.
Yeah, because of the nipples?
No. Yes. But it's a really good scene, though.
It is.
And then also, at the very end of Saw 3, for my own selfish reasons, I really like Dr. Lynn having her head exploded at the end of it. I love the gore in that one. But if you'll do me a favor, buddy, will you look over your left shoulder? You will see one of the 11 hair and skull fragments used in exploding Dr. Lynn's head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right in those shadow boxes there. Huh? You're not looking far enough, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, there are 11 hair and skull fragments used in that scene. And I snagged one.
Nice.
So I like that scene just because I have it.
Oh, yeah. It has meaning to you.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. My favorite one from that one is the Bonebreaker.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of great kills in that whole franchise, but that's the one that I always think
the
of.
Sound.
This the sound. Ugh. The noises he makes. You know, I mean, just the idea is horrifying.
And like that's tough for me because I broke my arm when I was a kid. When I was 10, I broke both bones in my arm. Mm. And when I went to the ER, they had my arm kind of hanging, and they were moving. They had to like move the bones back into place,
yeah.
And then made on a much smaller scale, but it made that sound. And it's just like, so that's always kind of stuck with me as trauma. And so like I hear that scene, I'm like, oh my God, and it just takes me back to that time. Like as a 10-year-old with a broken arm.
Right.
I feel helpless and defenseless all over again. Another great one from Saw 3, though, from that movie, is the pig guts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Ken, oh, God, that's a vegetarian? Right. You guys are a vegetarian. I'm a vegetarian.
That probably made you a vegetarian.
I can't think of a much worse way for me to die.
Right.
Than to be slowly drowned in pig guts.
Ugh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Gross. Yeah. Yeah. Good ones.
Yeah.
Those are good. Lot in that whole franchise.
Yeah. I mean, you could like go movie by movie.
Yeah, because I mean, that's the allure of those movies, in my opinion, is for that.
You could just dissect the kills.
Yeah, I mean that's what always.
It's okay, buddy. We still love you, even though you're dumb stuff.
Damn, we saw what you did there. One I love opening scene kill is for Bad Moon.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
you know he. Grabs that lady from the tent and just it's brutal and violent and just like
it is very brutal.
It like, is.
It sets the tone for that movie so well.
It's like rips. But what gets me is he just like slaps her, or you know, knocks her,
bitch slaps
like,
her,
and she just goes like, down.
Boom.
Yeah. After he's ripping her apart, it's like good grief.
You know what I like about Bad Moon though? Well, many things.
Yeah.
But we talked earlier about Ghost Ship. Mm-hmm. Not being able to live up to its opening scene.
Right.
Bad Moon is one where it has an amazing opening scene, but the rest of the movie lives up to it.
It stays with it.
It doesn't drop at all. It stays consistent throughout.
Yeah.
And so props to Bad Moon.
That's why Bad Moon is my favorite werewolf.
I thought you were going to say that's why Bad Moon makes me rise.
Bad Moon rises. Oh, nice.
I could have done that, but.
But did you think of it?
No, you would have rolled your eyes and be like, "Oh!" I refrain.
Yeah, that's awesome. Bad Moon is a great movie. One of the most underrated, in my opinion, as we've said.
Yes, again.
Yes, I'm produce manager. My parents are dead, and I talk about Bad Moon. Yes,
I see so many T-shirts in our future.
Just, great.
Rob's like, "Yes, my parents are dead. Yes, I have a small rod. Yes, Bad Moon is underrated."
You're probably going to put that picture from the other night of my face on the shirt right there. Like, Hornet, you're honking. Yeah,
that'll be the picture on the back with the caption saying, holy shit!
Yeah. Ian, you got one?
Yeah, I have a few more.
All right, me too.
Why are you staring at me? Because I'm not going to interrupt you, I promise.
Because I know the reaction whenever I talk about this movie, you're always like, oh, why are you talking about this movie?
I promise. I've changed, and I will respect you.
He's not telling the truth. But once again, 1979's Alien.
Oh, come on.
Proving my point once again.
Well, that was telegraphed.
No, it wasn't.
What?
I don't know.
It was over the mic.
Do you know what a telegraph is?
Yes, I know what a telegraph is.
I don't think you do.
No, give it to him. I think he does, because he was around when it was embedded.
Ah, true. There you go.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
No, I didn't. Because
that's a new joke. The chestburster scene where John Hurt plays Kane. They're all sitting around having a good time. Like, oh, look at us. Everything's good and normal. And then.
I bet that really hurt him.
Yeah. All right. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great scene. You know, love it.
That's an okay scene for a bad movie.
It's a great scene for a great movie. Get the hell out of your own house.
My t-shirt will be Alien sucks.
Yeah. And on the back, it'll say kick me.
It's kick me.
And then one more Alien movie.
Oh my God.
That I'm going to talk about. From 1982's The Thing.
Oh, a good alien movie. Okay.
You thought you were going to say, like, Alien 3.
Yeah. Like, Alien Covenant, The Rise of Alien.
No, if I was going to bring up other kills, I would have talked about the one from Aliens, but we don't have to go there. Because
it's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a bad movie.
You're wrong. 1982's The Thing. I'm talking about the defibrillator scene.
It's on mine, too.
Rob Bottin's effects work on that is just amazing, where the chest opens up and, like, eats the hands.
Yep.
And then later the brain pops off and
phenomenal.
The head walks around and it's all bubbly.
In that movie are so good.
And how they use popcorn and bubble gum to make that brain, like,
I came here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
That's a different movie. I'm all out of bubble gum.
Thanks for helping me out there. I pointed at you.
I was wondering why you're pointing at me. I was like,
you're supposed to finish the line.
Oh, I was like, it's from They Live. I know what movie it is.
Oh my God.
Another John Carpenter
flick. Yeah. No, I love The Thing. Fantastic movie. Mm-hmm. I introduced it to my 6-year-old and he loved it.
Yeah, nice.
I used to give you a hard time for never seeing it.
I had seen The Thing.
I know, but it brought a rise out of him every time. He got so pissed off. It was so funny.
It's not tough to bring a rise out of me, let's be honest.
You're going to do double duty later.
No, just kidding. I don't accept money for
favors.
For legal reasons, stuff and things.
Speaking of stuff and things,
I like to stuff things.
Christ, The Walking Dead. There's two kills that I love from that series.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, you know this is a movie podcast, right?
It's a horror podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Rob, you're correct.
Thank you. So we're talking about favorite kills. It could be.
Can you hold on a second?
Okay.
I did an in-service. I did injustice.
Okay.
I made fun of you for picking The Walking Dead, and now people are going to think I hate The Walking Dead. Yes. I freaking love The Walking Dead. It's one of my favorite series of all time. Mm-hmm. I collect the comic books. I'm big fan. Okay, continue.
Yeah.
I have a Walking Dead guitar.
Nice.
You do.
Yes. This is a great show, but you hate zombies, so that's interesting.
The Walking Dead is much deeper than just a zombie show. It's about human life and humanity and the emotional roller coaster that is the struggle of trying to survive in a non-existent universe.
That is the most intelligent thing I've ever heard him say.
That is
and also cool. My dick.
There it goes. But there's two that I love from that I wish they would have had more like graphic ones like that. But mm-hmm. Noah's that scene.
Okay.
Season 5.
Yeah.
You know, he gets stuck in the rotating door and he gets ripped apart.
Interesting that you would pick that one in Season 5.
Yeah.
I think most people would pick Glenn's death in Season 5.
Where Negan...
We were introduced to Negan,
bashes Glenn's brains out and his eyes pop out of his head.
That was the start of Season 7, but...
No, it wasn't.
That was...
No. It was Season 5, man.
Negan didn't show up till the end of Season 6, man.
No,
and that was the first episode of Season 7 when he got his head back. That's the other one I freaking love. That's my favorite one.
No, that's Season 5, dude. Ian's looking it up.
Okay.
He's
pause for a fact.
He's ripping his phone out. He's checking it out.
But what a great scene. I mean, brutal.
Glenn's death?
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing.
Brutal. I mean, he knocks out Abraham first, you know, but.
Which I was also sad about because I was a big Abraham fan.
I like him too.
Rob's right?
Fuck yes, I am.
Oh, that makes me so mad.
Eat your dick. I'm like, Season 5, and he didn't show up until the end of Season 6.
Wow.
And then they left the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my life.
Some Walking Dead fan you are, Josh.
I'm a comic book fan.
Okay? They go back to
I fan the original material, not the copycat show like you do.
I got all the compendiums. I know they're. What does that look for?
It's the same look I'm giving you.
Do you know what the compendiums are?
I know what they are.
It's the larger collector.
I have the single issues, like a real collector.
I'm not a collector of comics.
I have some of the single issues, and then I have the
book. You brought up Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And it would not do Abraham justice if we did not say beach ball sized lady nuts.
True.
After talking about Abraham. So,
yeah.
Yes, I will gladly say it, I guess. I don't know. Bring it up.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. Beach ball sized lady nuts.
You just wanted to say that.
I did. Podcast. I love it.
That's fair.
But, yeah, The Walking Dead has had a lot of great kills.
Yeah.
A lot of emotional.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead is a very emotional show.
Very much.
And, you know, you get that emotional attachment to some of the characters, like Glenn and Abraham, and obviously Carl. Everybody else that has died in that show.
Yeah,
and it's traumatizing. It's a very sad show.
It is. That's the saddest one for me.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah,
yeah, that one made me cry. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's others that made me tear up, but that one I cried.
You don't have to be a big awesome man here, buddy. It's okay to cry.
I'm not a big awesome man in more ways than one.
Well,
and you wonder why we make fun of you for having a small dick. It's because you bring it on yourself, man. Well, I know.
That's not where I was going with that. It's okay. I should have known better.
But Greg Nicotero.
Yeah, Gambi effects.
Yeah, that whole show has fantastic effects.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be the same without him.
That's right. I got one more on my list.
Great. So one of my other ones that I wanted to talk about was one of another iconic kill for me.
Well, aren't they all iconic? Because that's why we're talking about them.
No. Some of them suck. Alien.
No. slash, we can agree that that one sucks even though I haven't
seen it. Okay, the concept of that kill, though, is really good.
Yeah. The concept, yes. But
what I'm about to talk about, not only delivered in concept, but in reality also. And by reality, I mean behind the camera. Fake. The iconic for Michael Myers kill where he does the first head tilt. And when he kills Bob, stabs him, pins him up against the wall, takes a step back, and admires his handiwork. That is one of the best kills of all time, in my opinion. Just because it becomes such a big characteristic of Michael Myers to give that little slow head tilt to look at the kills.
Absolutely.
It's like a cat playing with a dead mouse. You know, it's like, ha, 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 look what I did to you. Yeah. And that's the first time you get that in the original 78 film when he kills Bob. And then the Halloween fan that I am, I have to mention that.
Of course. Yeah,
I was waiting for you to say it. Oh,
well, in the hurt,
it was the first one he said last time.
Our last attempt at this. It was the very first one I mentioned. See what I did? I changed it up on you. I didn't want you to get predictable.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Michael Myers sucks overall, but you know, no, I'm kidding.
Ready to kick his ass?
No,
Jason, both of them.
Well, technically, Freddy won the end of that movie.
No, Jason won that fight.
The eye wink, like he's got him right where he wants him.
No. Jason won in Freddy versus Jason.
Uh-uh.
And speaking of Freddy versus Jason, there's another kill I want to talk about from that movie. Mm. One of my favorite movies of all time, the movie that got me into horror, as we all know by now. Let's talk about the bed fold scene.
Brutal.
Folding that dick hole in half with that bed.
Well deserved.
I love it.
Well, and he fucking stabs him how many times first? Mm-hmm. Like, going to town, and then he folds him up. I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah, that's the most brutal kill in that movie,
absolutely,
in my opinion.
Jason is a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Right. And he was just making the bed.
Yeah. Nice. Great kill.
I love that one. It's kind of at the beginning of the movie. Sets the mood.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot of fun. I remember sharing in the theater for that one. So
same.
Yeah, that one I always love.
I agree.
I have one more to bring up.
It's not about aliens, is it?
No. You're welcome. I got my sci-fi fix out of the way, even though you admit that The Thing is a great movie.
Oh, The Thing is amazing, yes.
So, therefore, aliens are not bad. But I'm talking about Paris's Hilton. In House of Wax, where they turn Paris Hilton into a candle.
Yeah.
That scene is just super iconic, and we've talked about it before.
Sure.
But if we're talking about great kills, that one has
to be brought up. That kill was so great that that was the marketing for the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see Paris die.
See Paris.
So you knew they had to deliver a great death scene. when it's the whole bit, like, that's the reason why people went to see that movie. A lot of people was like, only to see Paris Hilton die.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to see it no matter what, but
yeah,
that definitely amped up my excitement and anticipation.
It had my man crush in it, so I was obviously going to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that guy.
Oh. Like,
<what? Yes. laughs> Were you expecting me to say no or what?
No. I thought
I'm a Chad Michael Murray fan.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Chad.
No, Jared Padalecki, man.
Chad Michael Murray. He was in One Tree Hill.
I've had a man crush on Padalecki forever.
Do you want him to pad your dicky? Your paddle the dicky?
I'm not lucky.
Paddle your dicky?
I'm not lucky enough for him to paddle my dicky.
That might hurt if it was paddled.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. A little bit of pain.
You can play some ping dong.
Ping pong.
Yeah. Ping dong.
Tom DeLonge gift.
Yeah. That's a regular rotation in our chat.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. We make a well use of Tom DeLonge gift. I can't remember what I talked about in this episode or the last fake one. Did I talk about the Hostel 2 scene in this one?
No.
Okay. Well,
because that's what brought on the Terrifier one before.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me tell y'all about a great kill scene. May I take you back to the mid-2000s?
Yes, please.
Eli Roth.
Okay.
One of our favorite directors.
Are we talking Cabin Fever?
Yes.
Great movie.
No, we're not talking about Cabin Fever. But the razor blade, the shaving scene in Cabin Fever is amazing.
That you eat by dog.
Yeah. But no, I'm talking about Hostel Part 2 and the Elizabeth Bathory homage scene, the bloodbath.
Absolutely.
How great is that? You know, what makes it great is that she sets the mood by lighting all the candles and just laying back and just looking at pure enjoyment as the blood just falls all over her and fills up that bathtub. And then the blood, like, blows out the candles, and trickles down on it. I love that entire scene. So good.
It is good. It's disturbing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Was that Heather Matarazzo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, wasn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great job by her.
Yeah.
That could not have been easy to play.
No. It could not.
That's true. I don't like hanging upside down.
No.
Have you ever hung upside down before?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Why is that surprising? Like when I was a kid on playground.
Were you being a pinata? Were kids beating you up?
Probably.
I will fuck them up. Give me their names.
Okay.
I will find those for
you. How dare they beat you up like a
John
banana?
Bob and that other kid.
You got beat up?
Chad. Like
John Bob and Chad?
Probably.
Well, then you deserve it.
But yes, that is a fantastic kill. That is probably my favorite one from the Hostel franchise.
From any of them?
Yeah, the Hostel franchise. That's the one that stands out. I don't know if Damien Leone used that.
Leone
used that as an inspiration for the arc.
What? Damien Leone. Okay.
I didn't say it like a positive trick, but there you go. I don't know if he used that as an inspiration for Art's kill and Terrifier with Catherine.
So what, just because they're hanging upside down?
The blood sawed in half. You know, cut up.
Well, she didn't get sawed in half.
It wasn't at all the same.
Her neck sawed in half, sort of. That scene.
But you did bring up Damien Leone, and that's a nice segue to another one I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
And that is Damien from the original Omen.
Mm.
What I believe to be, now, not my favorite kill of all time, not my favorite death of all time, it is one I believe to be one of the scariest of all time, though. And that is the babysitter saying it's all for you, Damien, before she jumps off and kills herself.
Hangs herself.
With the noose.
Yeah.
That is a terrifying scene, in my opinion, one that still holds up to this day. And if we're talking about good death scenes, that's got to be mentioned.
It's a classic scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you two have a lot to say about that scene.
No, like, it's
I picked a good one there.
It is really iconic.
It's a girl hanging herself. Great. Moving on now. Let's order some pizza.
It is truly terrifying.
Yeah, it is creepy. I mean, just the whole you know, you're whatever. But,
yeah.
Well put.
Thank you. I'm a man of many words.
They're all like, oh, yeah, whatever.
One that packs a punch.
More so than what I just said?
I think so.
Wow.
He doesn't value you.
He's like, screw your stupid. Now let me talk about one that really packed the punch.
That was not my intention. I'm sorry.
Okay, I believe you.
No, you should.
No, I don't believe
you. Of course you do.
Ian, I was saying he doesn't.
I know. Yeah. It's supposed to be on my side.
I'm on no one's side. I'm side truth and justice.
GLHC. He's right in the middle.
Yeah. No, the ending scene of The Mist.
Jeez. We're going dark now.
See, that's no, but seriously, like that pack's like an emotional punt, like kick to the nuts, right? Because he thinks you can't get out of there, so shoots.
I know what happens.
I know. Yeah,
I've seen that movie.
I was on a date when I first saw that movie. That was a really lively date after that, let me tell you.
I'm sure.
Didn't go how I wanted it to, let's just say that.
She went more down in the dumps instead?
Yeah, she was down in the dumps instead of down up.
That's where I was going with that.
Too far.
Not far enough, if you ask me.
But yeah, what a hell of an ending. Like, messed up.
Dude. Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Yeah, she was pretty turned off when I started sobbing.
That's hilarious.
That's one of the most emotional and darkest endings to any movie I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I
thought I should mention
that. I would not be able to live. No. If I was in that, nope.
If that happened, then instantly it's like, we would have been okay.
Yeah, nope.
But for the whole crazy thing about it, like that trips up your mind, is would it have actually been okay if he hadn't done it?
Yeah, it's like, would it have changed anything? Like,
like that whole thing.
Well, then you start talking about like that. That's like the butterfly effect, right?
Right.
Like one little thing across the
whatever
world,
decision you make could change something else. Yeah. Weird, creepy idea.
The butterfly effect is also a really good movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Amazing Kills.
But it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's just a good movie. Absolutely. Recommend it. Good thriller.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Austin Kutcher.
Yeah.
And that big dude that's not a big dude anymore.
That's like Ethan Suplee.
Yeah.
He's ripped.
Definition of big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked him better as the friendly goth kid.
Before. Yeah.
He was so nice and just funny.
Yeah.
Now he's a scarcer.
Fair enough.
I mean, if you're nice to him, I'm sure it'll be nice to you.
Seems like a nice kid.
I will offer him protein powder if I ever see him.
There you go. He's pretty badly nice to me. Love to see that, though, the change turnaround.
I believe it's called the glow up.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
The glow up? I always wonder what that is. I was like,
what? You want to know because your glow up is the same as it was before.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
You're welcome.
The outhouse kill in part two of Sleepaway Camp. What a weird, just disgusting
idea. That is weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember it off the top of my head. What
drowns her in the outhouse toilet.
It's in the outhouse toilet.
I remember the bees from the original Sleepaway Camp. Was that from Sleepaway Camp?
Yeah.
Bees?
Yeah, in the outhouse.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, part two is like out in the woods.
You guys are looking at me like I'm not making sense there. I'm making sense.
Yeah, no,
I know the movie.
You are.
Yeah,
that would kill me instantly.
Bees?
Yeah. I'm allergic to bees.
Ah, yeah. You haven't seen My Girl yet, have you?
He has not seen My Girl.
We should watch My Girl soon.
Is that a movie?
It is not a horror movie.
You will not going to watch that. You will bawl your eyes out. You will cry.
Why are you trying to bring my balls out?
God damn it. Anyway.
I don't want to watch My Girl. What is that? Like some romantic drama or something?
No, I mean.
It's got a death in there that really packs a punch with bees.
Yeah. It's a tough movie to watch.
Well, I will be seeing it never.
He would like it. Do you like it, Ian?
Yeah,
it's great.
I'd probably like it.
You would. I guarantee you. I can almost guarantee you. You
would. No, I know. I would.
Because you're like me. You like that emotional, and you would cry.
Much like you.
Be a big awesome man.
It's okay. I fall my eyes out for most. I cry during commercials.
I know, right? I've seen it a few times, and I cry every time. But anyway, that's not a kilt. Well, it is a kilt. Kind of. It is. Anyway. Yeah. Any more?
That's all I have.
I mean, there's thousands of millions more we could probably think of. But
yeah. Well, yeah. But, you know, we have lives.
We do have lives.
And a limited time.
Yeah. So that's just what we came up with for the episode. And plus, we've already done this now 2 times.
That is true.
The first one was even worse, I promise.
This was
our better attempt.
Absolutely.
We did get better for the second attempt
of
this.
We amped ourselves up. Yeah. And, you know,
I didn't think it was going to be possible because I was pretty down after we found out that the first episode didn't record.
But I said, hey, we'll still be funny. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We got this.
Yeah.
And we changed a lot up.
We did. Yeah. And we actually recorded.
We just did it again.
So that is it for you. We want to know what y'all's favorite kills are in horror movies.
Yeah,
let us know. We would discuss it with you and talk about it because it's fun.
It is.
We like to talk about blood and boobs.
Yeah, anything horror related, we like.
Yeah,
horror
movies.
That's not sci-fi horror, like some crap aliens like you were talking about.
That's an amazing movie, and a lot of people agree with me.
That's true.
Let's hear it for Alien.
Yeah! But yeah. We do reels and pictures. There. Be sure to check out our reels and stuff that we do on Instagram.
Yeah, Rob acts like a kangaroo. It's fun times.
Yeah, good times. So check that out.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram. And that is it for this episode.
Tell people about us. Please.
Why are you so violent? So fucking tell people, damn it.
Do it now. There's 7 episodes in. Damn it, if you haven't yet.
You're missing out.
Do it. Yeah, you are missing out. But no.
By telling people, it'll make their lives better.
Yeah.
As well.
You might get a chuckle, you know?
Yeah.
Or a few.
Okay, so like I was saying, that is all for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you enjoyed the other episodes. And until next time, bye!
Bye!
Adios, mothers! Bye, guys! Clean your butt and brush your head.
Hair.
Clean your... I mean, like, don't you brush your hair?
Yeah.
But not your head.
Well, the hair's on your head.
Maybe you can brush her while she's giving you head.
And there you go. DLHC, we're podcasting in your ear. DLHC, we hope that you're not scared to be here. We are the greatest Deacon Horror Club. Sorry, but now this episode is done. Podcast now. Yay!